The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Eventually, the good guys always win. Why? Because we believe in the truth and we fight for the truth. Just look at what we announced less than 24 hours ago. The movie that Salem has produced, directed by Dinesh D'Souza, 2000 Mules, has broken all records. It is now the most successful streaming movie of all time. In less than a week, more than a million downloads, and has already grossed more than $10 million because people want to know what happened at the last elections. For all of you who've ordered the DVDs and haven't received it yet, it's okay, guys. They're coming. Look at these pictures sent to me from Salem headquarters. These are 75,000 DVDs in boxes being put in those FedEx envelopes to be sent to you, to all of you who believe that the last election was stolen, that knew it in your marrow, and you want the proof. How did we get the proof? Well, it's thanks to two very brave people, Catherine Engelbrecht of True the Vote and OBSEC's Greg Phillips, provided us the evidence, and I am honored to recognize them here on America First, two on one. And to have them walk you through 2,000 Mules. Catherine, Greg, welcome to America First One-on-One.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right, so let's start with just a quick introduction. What you do, what your background is. Catherine, talk to us about True the Vote, and then Greg, your credentials, your qualifications to collect the data for this movie. Let's start with you, Catherine.
I started True the Vote in 2010, quite by accident. I thought that there was a need for people to go and work at the polls. We didn't have enough volunteers. And so we set out to fill those gaps, and one thing led to the next. We saw problems at the polls. We wondered why the voter roll data was in shambles, and that began our very first research project. Flash forward 12 years later, and we have studied over these many years the inch by inch by inch subversion of process, and never more so than 2020. And that's when I brought in my longtime business partner Greg Phillips to help us take a different tack on evaluating what really happened in the 2020 election.
So you were a private citizen just concerned about the integrity of our elections, created this organization, ended up testifying before Congress, and then True the Vote becomes this incredible influence for fair and transparent elections. Okay, Greg, talk to us about what you've done in the past, what your qualifications are, and what you brought to the table for 2000 Mules.
I got into politics in 1982. Now, what is that, 40 years ago, so it's pretty amazing. Since then, I've had the great opportunity and great fortune to work in 22 countries on elections. I've worked in the United States, really mostly in the South, but really across the United States. And since Catherine and I connected and started working on this project, it has been a real clarifying opportunity for us to begin to describe the work that we do as election intelligence rather than just politics or what folks talk about. So election intelligence is our business. We're great at it. I've got the best team on the planet and the best boss on the planet for a contractor to have in Catherine.
A wise man, and you are a managing partner at OBSEC. When you say involved in politics and involved in elections, what does that mean as an NGO, as somebody working for the U.S. government? Greg, tell us, what is the quality of that work you did over decades? Who are you working for?
Really, everybody. I've worked for foreign operations. I've worked for U.S. companies doing work on behalf of the United States government. I've had experiences really on all continents, and the work is sort of vacillates between acquisition, analysis. We actually run political operations in certain circumstances, and have done that here in the States and abroad for all these many years.
All right, so let's get some basics down. You brought the proof to the table. Everybody has to watch 2,000 Mules. Let's get some terms correct. Catherine, can you explain the heart of the matter, so the nature of the data, whether it is video or whether it is geolocating? And let's start with just terms. The difference between ballot harvesting and ballot trafficking. What are we looking at when we watch 2,000 Mules?
Well, what you're watching in 2,000 Mules is ballot trafficking. State by state, there are different standards, and there are those states where collecting ballots on behalf of other people is legal. That is ballot harvesting.
So,
ballot
for example, I can collect ballots from my family members, or I can go to an old people's home and I can collect willingly those ballots from somebody. However, if I'm paying somebody for their vote, or if I'm paying somebody to collect votes, am I right in saying that is a crime in all 50 states?
Yes.
Okay, so that's where we jump from harvesting to trafficking. And what are we looking at in 2,000 Mules?
Well, in 2,000 Mules, we studied what we believed, and of course didn't know at the time, but turned out to be correct. We were studying the weaknesses of process that came by way of the 2020 changes in standards around the mass mail out of mail ballots and the sudden appearance of these privately funded drop boxes. And so what we theorized was that if there was to be subversion, it would likely happen on the ground in these areas that were not being well observed, well controlled, and certainly catalyzed by inaccurate voter rolls. It was just a recipe for disaster. And so the question then became, how can we study whether or not these processes are being abused? And the thought occurred to us that data exists to manage the review of travel patterns. And that data exists in the form of marketing app data coming from your cell phone. And Inter Greg and his team, we put together a plan to observe these travel patterns and over a period of time determine whether or not that pointed to problems. And at the same time, collecting the video surveillance from the drop boxes in the places that had the video, and then threading together the video and the geospatial data, the cell phone data, to find timestamp matches that are shown in the movie. And we have much, much more to show, but that was the crux of the matter: find the abuse and then turn it over to law enforcement, which was still where we're headed.
Greg, let's talk about the technical aspects here. We're talking about patterns of movement, as Catherine said. In the intelligence world, it's called patterns of life. Talk to us about the fact that if you have one of these phones, how do people know where you are? Not necessarily your name, but the identity of the phone, and how that data is actually accessible to anybody with money, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, there are 300,000 phones, or excuse me, apps out there that collect information from your phone, including where you are, when you're there. Depending on the type of data you buy, we can learn a lot about you, like what app you are on and those types of things. We can learn what type of phone you have. There's a lot of unique information that is divulged from your phone for your listeners. If they're so inclined, you can go see most of those ad keys, as they're called, by *#06#. Just type that like you're typing a phone number into your cell phone, and it will pull up most of the numbers that are trackable by the phone.
So that's this is fascinating stuff. So *#06#, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so let's explain this very briefly. You're not saying I want to buy the data for where Sebastian Gorka went today. No, you're doing geofencing, and you're saying, okay, this is the building that Sebastian Gorka works in, I want to geofence around it, and I want to buy the information of all the phones that are in that vicinity based upon the serial number of that phone and how they move in and out of that building. That's what you're talking about, correct?
Yes. It would be, what we actually did in this case was we bought the entire city's worth in Atlanta and Phoenix and Milwaukee. Wow. And Detroit and Philadelphia.
Okay.
And then whittled it down to who's in that building.
And we're going to talk about exactly the patterns of life as relates to those locations and the drop boxes. We're talking to Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips. If you enjoy the show, make sure that you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, like Spotify. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Never, ever miss an episode. If you haven't done so already, register right now for our Stand With Israel tour. We are going with the director, yes, the director of 2000 Mules, Dinesh D'Souza, and his lovely wife, Debbie, to the Holy Land later this year for 10 days, November and December. I'm not vaccinated and I'm going. Even if you've been to Israel before, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. Join us for the trip of a lifetime. You'll be there. You'll be at the places you've read about on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, the Temple Mount, the Garden of Gethsemane. You don't want to miss this. Call 855-565-5519 or just go to standwithisraeltour.com. That's 855-565-5519, standwithisraeltour.com.
Mike Lindell has a true passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives. Therefore, he created the Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel incredible, which translates to an even better night's sleep for you. Mike's latest amazing deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you will receive 60% off the Giza Dream sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll receive a full set for as low as $39.99. And for a limited time, with any purchase, you'll receive Mike's soft cover book free when you use promo code GORKA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code GORKA. Along with this offer, you'll also get deep, deep discounts on all his MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-829-8468, promo code GORKA. Just go to MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA.
Greg, so tell us, because you can't buy the data for the whole election, okay? You can't, you know, do the data for everybody who voted. What areas did you concentrate on? Give us the key locales.
Atlanta metropolitan, approximately 6 counties in the Atlanta metro area. We bought Maricopa County, so the primary area around Phoenix or inside of Phoenix. We bought Milwaukee County. We bought Wayne County, Detroit, and we bought Philadelphia County, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
And these are the places that also were the places where the vote flipped, correct, for the president. At 10 o'clock, and then suddenly vote counting stopped, and then magically 8 hours later it flipped. So these are crucial areas in many cases.
That's right. We bought 10 trillion cell phone signals in those communities.
Okay, hang on. I need to get these because you know the fake fact checkers are out there coming after you guys. So let's get the data down. 10 trillion signals, and then the footage, how many minutes, how many millions of minutes of CCTV footage outside the collection boxes, Catherine?
I believe we're up to 5 million right now. We are getting video on a daily basis, so that number is going to keep padding up.
And in total data, it was what, 1 petabyte of data? Is that correct, Greg?
It's probably closer to 2, but when you include the video, it bumps it way up. So
okay, so here's the scenario, and you're the guys doing the heavy lifting. God bless all of you and your team and Dinesh and everybody else. So let me, as the layman, because Dinesh invited us Salem colleagues in to see the evidence and filmed our reaction, and that's part of the movie. So here are the parts of the puzzle. Tell me if I'm missing anything, Catherine. So number one, you've got people who are taking lots of ballots to drop boxes in multiple locations, 20, 30 different Dropboxes per person who is being tracked by the data that you have bought. But, and this is the piece that is the huge smoking gun or the next part of the puzzle, they have to pick up those collected ballots somewhere, don't they? And they're picking them up from where, Catherine? Who is harvesting them to give them to the mule to deposit in the Dropbox?
Well, according to our study and the patterns that emerged, those are nonprofit organizations that are politically aligned far left.
So these are organizations that by their legal registration should not be involved in politics. These are not-for-profit foundations like 501c3s who by law should not be involved in politics.
Correct.
And on top of that, we have the person who funded many of the drop boxes, who was Mark Zuckerberg, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Talk to us about the numbers. Greg, you can jump in here, or Catherine, whoever has the best recall. Talk to us about the limits you put on your analysis. You weren't looking at one guy who went to two drop boxes, but you gated the data. What were the minimum requirements for the mules?
Because we had millions of cell phone unique devices that were in the purchase that we made, we had to skinny it down. And we didn't just want it to be people who happened to be randomly walking by some Dropbox occasionally, or maybe they worked near there or something like that. So we established some parameters and began to skinny it down. When we first did this in Atlanta, we looked at five Dropboxes and three organizations. Came up with 17,000 or so unique devices that fit that criteria. It's too big to really look at, and frankly, I'm not sure folks would have been very believing of it. So we bumped it up to a minimum of 10 drop boxes and five organizations during the early voting period.
So hang on a second. So each mule, by your self-definition, you said we're going to tighten the group to make it incontrovertible that this isn't somebody taking their grandmother's ballot. Each person has to have five visits to an NGO that is the collecting point, and then one person has to be visiting at least 10 drop boxes. Is that what you said?
I did. And what emerged from that was 242 individuals that went to an average of 24 drop boxes and eight organizations during our target period.
And then on top of that, once you see the footage, such strange behavior. You see people wearing surgical gloves to drop the multiple ballots, take the gloves off, and then drop them in a bin that they didn't even look at prior to walking up to it, which means this is a repeat visit. They know the bin is there. And then multiple times people photographing the ballot box. And I saw Phil Mudd, the fake fact checker, 2 days ago in the Post, say, well, you know, people are so excited about voting, they often take selfies of themselves when they're voting. But these aren't people taking selfies, are they, Catherine? These are people who are taking a photograph of a ballot box.
Absolutely. And as you see in the movie, when they forget to take their picture of that ballot box, they have to come back. So, I mean, and take the picture because it's a proof point.
That's how they get paid.
That's what we have been told.
Okay. And not only that, you have identified people who are mules, or you've spoken to people who are anonymized, who are in these organizations giving the mules their ballots to deliver, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
And one last question before we move on to the big picture. All of the alleged fact-checking has been about, well, it's hard to be accurate with these geolocating programs. But these are programs that are being used by law enforcement right now to catch criminals, are they not, Greg?
Yes, they are. And in fact, I've noticed with some interest that the fact checkers are not even really, in many cases, talking about even the same technology. They're talking about sort of old school triangulation around cell towers and whatnot. This is a very sophisticated product, number one. it was also a very sophisticated buy that we made. We didn't just go get a bunch of data from Google like New York Times did, or, you know, some of these other characters do. I mean, we bought a very significant buy. We understand the we understand the need to be able to test data, to do quality checks on the data. We have algorithms that teased out false positives, false negatives. We spent 15 months preparing for this movie and to get this right. And the very idea that one of these bonehead fact checkers is going to question whether or not it's 3 feet or 18 inches or whatever the number is, it's laughable.
Yeah, because I walk within 3 feet of a ballot harvesting drop box at 3 a.m. 20 times in the course of 24 hours, of course, because that's what all Americans do. We always vote at multiple drop boxes at 3 a.m. If you are a supporter of this show, if you enjoy this show, will you support those that make it possible? This isn't NPR. This is a free market enterprise. Great people like Mike Lindell make this show possible. He's under attack. His bank accounts have been shut down. They refuse to stock him at big box stores. Why? Because he's a conservative. Let's show Mike we've got his back. He's a friend of the president. He is a truth teller par excellence. Go right now to MyPillow.com. Use my name and Mike will give you up to 66% off. Let's show Mike that he cannot be canceled. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. That's MyPillow.com, code Gorka. Catherine, Dinesh had this brilliant idea to fly all of us Salem hosts who weren't involved in the collecting of the data out to California to see a sample of what you and Greg had done, and then to get our reaction on tape, and then to add it to the movie 2000 Mules. One thing that my dearly beloved Dennis Prager had problems with, and I had to explain to him on camera, is how this is the perfect crime because of the envelope into which the mail-in ballot is placed, which is put into the drop box or mailed into the polling station, which means when there's nobody there physically voting, the envelope arrives, the ballot is taken out of the envelope that identifies who should have sent it, who it belongs to. And once it's taken out, that's it. Chain of custody is broken because there's no way to connect that ballot with who was supposed to have filled it out. In that way, isn't this the perfect crime, Catherine?
Yeah. Absolutely. And never more so than in 2020 when they removed the very few checks and balances that did exist. They removed security standards around signature verification. They were quick to take those ballots out of the drop boxes and mix them into the general population of early voting at polling places. And so there was literally no way to unring the bell.
What has been the reaction? Because you did an amazing, to convince people the veracity of the technology, Greg, you walked the viewers through this tragic case of a young girl being shot to death outside of a fast food joint. And you said, we collected the telephone data, the patterns of life data outside that shooting, and helped to convict the person who had otherwise not been identified. What has been the official reaction, either from those who should be running elections or those who should be prosecuting elections? The movie's only been out for a scant week, but they know what you've been doing. Have you had any interaction with those who should be protecting our elections, Greg?
Well, it's a mixed bag, but I have to say, Catherine and I have been thrilled over the last couple of days. There's been some amazing news begin to emerge, and some of it's not directly related to us, but we're all really excited about where the direction of what this debate is going. In Missouri yesterday, they banned Zuckerberg's money. They banned drop boxes. In Arizona, the Yuma County Sheriff came out and said, hey, there's been a lot of attention to what's going on down here. We've got 16 more cases that we're looking at. The Arizona Attorney General's office is, we understand, is potentially actively supporting the elimination of drop boxes. And so we're starting to see all around the country, there are more and more and more law enforcement engaging. But more than that, I was in Atlanta last night. 250 people came by to see the screening of the movie with me. And the excitement, the anger and the understanding of what's happened to them is all becoming sort of crystal clear. And I think this movie, 2000 Mules, has launched an entire new group of activists all over the country that are not going to put up with this, that are calling their legislators, that are calling law enforcement, say, no more of this crap. We're not doing this anymore.
Yeah, it's like the dragon from J.R.R. Tolkien that is slowly opening one eye. That's the American people. I find it amusing, Catherine, that the mainstream media, the establishment, didn't say anything about this movie for the run-up, zero. And then we have these piddling little attempts to fact-check you, saying, well, this technology isn't proven, despite the fact that the feds and law enforcement use it. Not a very strong attempt to gainsay you, is it?
No, not at all. And it's, tells you exactly what we have. It's indisputable. It's immutable. And it's only going to become more and more evident over the months ahead as we prepare to do what we're calling pull the ripcord, where we're going to release all of this information publicly so that America can see what we've been seeing. And we think create even more momentum around the need to embrace election integrity and common sense processes that have so long been forgotten or just, cautiously skirted because it's an uncomfortable conversation. It's time to have the hard conversations because all the easy choices are in the past.
Yeah. Guys, if you haven't seen it, if you haven't ordered the DVD, do it right now. It's so important. I have a stake in this movie. It's produced by Salem Media, directed by Dinesh. Please watch it tonight. Stream it. Order the DVD. SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com. You owe it to the Republic to see the evidence of what happened last year. We're talking to Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Catherine, I want to, for those who aren't familiar with your story, I want to recognize what you've gone through. I mean, you are a when it comes to elections, you are a Joan of Arc. You have suffered. You've been under attack. You've spent millions on frivolous lawsuits brought against you. Will you walk us through? You're not going to give up. Greg's not going to give up. Dinesh, Salem, we're not going to give up. But where do we go from now? One of our strongest supporters, advertisers, was at Mar-a-Lago with us, with the whole team, with the president. He watched it. He was infuriated, started texting me long texts after the movie. And he said, okay, well, why did the movie end there? What happens next? They'll do it again. So I know that mentioning the names of the NGOs puts everybody in legal jeopardy. But where do we go from here? What is Catherine Engelbrecht's plan?
Well, first step is to take everything that we have unearthed thus far and make sure that it is in the hands of the proper authorities so that investigations can continue on. And then that's happening. And we're very encouraged about that. But look, that's going to take a long time. While that is working, we want to continue to educate the American people about what happened and why. And there will be unavoidable reveals of some of what we have uncovered just by virtue of releasing this to a crowdsourcing environment. There's not going to be any place to hide. And so America will come up to the realization that we did.
I want to make sure nobody misunderstands you. So what you're talking about is a data dump. So the almost 2 petabytes, the 10 trillion signals, the 5 million minutes of footage, you're going to make this available to everyone?
That's the plan.
When?
Well, we hope within the next month-ish. I mean, it's a challenge because there's so much data, and you want to make sure that when people come to it, they have an experience that allows them to actually participate, and there's all manner of security and so forth that has to go into it. So it's a heavy lift, but it's what we're working on day in, day out right now with the team.
Greg, she mentioned the team. A few of them show their faces during the movie. I don't know if it's that's them or somebody acting their part. I want to say thank you to them. You are bold. You are warriors. But you had people who were crunching this huge amount of data. I, Sebastian Gorka, want to thank them for doing what should have been done by government officials. You understand national security. You understand how fragile a republic can be when it depends upon transparent and free elections. From your perspective as the practitioner, as the data cruncher, what should happen next? I'm looking for one two, let's say two local prosecutors who say, this is wrong. I want the names of the mules in my county, and I want to interview them and find out who pays them. Is this fantasy from Dr. G?
No, sir. You're going to see that possibly in Brown County, up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You're going to see it down possibly in Racine. You're going to see it. You're already seeing it in Yuma County, Arizona. You've got an attorney general in Arizona that is we've worked with him and his team over the last year or so to prepare for these moments. They're working hard at it. We've got more data. We've got to get all of them. But these people are stepping up and they're doing the right thing. As for my team, I was telling Catherine earlier today that because I've done this for a long time, I've seen a lot of ops and I've seen a lot of them go bad. Some of them go well. But this team performed, I think, more admirably and more. I just don't have the words to explain how successful this team made themselves by hard work. Catherine and I were just blown away as every time they came out with something new, and we came out with new findings, and they tried new things, and they looked at different ways, different technologies to look at what we were doing and deployed those technologies. And even up in the last few hours, we've been looking at different ways that we can, we've been looking at different ways for us to be able to, I don't know.
Continue the fight.
Yeah, continue the fight. We've got some really, really fun things going on right now. Catherine and I this morning we're talking about how do we crowdsource this and create rewards for people that match up certain things that we were unable to find or that we know about and we want others, like an Easter egg hunt.
It's
and,
a paper.
So we're looking for really fun ways.
It's a paper chase for the truth, and I think you have a very interesting definition of fun, Greg Phillips. Catherine, I'm going to go straight. I'm going to ask a question straight to your soul. Why are you doing this after everything they've put you through? Why are you doing this?
For my children and for their children. I believe that if we don't stand up now, they're not going to have a voice, and I can't bear that thought. And that's enough to keep me rolling out of bed every morning and falling off a brand new cliff, because it's too important. It's for the Republic and it's for all of our children. We truly are only one generation away from losing it. And if I have anything to say about it, it's not going to be lost on our watch.
Beautiful. Greg, what's your motivation? What keeps you and your team doing what you do, apart from your unusual definition of fun?
Both of my boys participated in this. In fact, my youngest son, John David, was a primary and lead analyst on all of our video work. And super proud of them, super proud of sort of the effort that they made. But also, as you watch your kids grow up and you hope that, you know, they're going to be patriots and that they feel about this country like you do, to have them step up and into, you know, major and massive roles that really moved the needle and really made a difference. It was astounding and exciting and exhilarating and just generated an enormous sort of bond between the three of us during this effort.
Just on a personal note, I want to just share with our millions of listeners and viewers, you know, we were at Mar-a-Lago and it was great to have the whole team there, all the Salem hosts, you, Catherine, Dinesh, Debbie, Greg, Daniela. But to see the President of the United States not just introduce the movie, but afterwards to sit down with us in the front row and sit there for 90 minutes to see the election stolen from him. I tried to put myself in his position and I couldn't, but there we are. There's Greg in the front row. There's Larry Elder. It's truly hard to credit the work you have done. And I recognize everything that you have done to make that possible, along with Dinesh and Debbie. Please watch this film right now. It is record-breaking, 1 million views in less than a week. Go tonight to salemnow.com. Download it, stream it right now. Order the DVDs. Order it for people who don't believe they stole it. Share the news. I have a vested interest in it because it is so very important. It is the future of the republic of which we speak. Okay, that's salemnow.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One, coming to you from the relieffactor.com studios. If you're proud of your America First values, then go to the America First store at sebgorkastore.com, our brand new t-shirt. They think it's an insult. We wear it as a badge of pride. It is Ultra MAGA. Yes, get your Ultra MAGA t-shirt today. Go to sebgorkastore.com for all your America First gear, including the Let's Go Brandon t-shirts, yard signs, and hats. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. Catherine, Greg, what is your message to the millions of listeners and then everybody else who's watching the videos that we're going to post from this interview? It's not just, you know, brave Catherine and brave Greg and Dinesh that have a role to play. Doesn't everybody in America have a role to make sure that our elections aren't stolen? Let's start with you, Greg.
Yeah, Catherine's long said there's several things that need to be done. The people need to step up into the first one. That is, let's get the voter rolls clean.
Yeah.
Much of, not all of this, starts with dirty voter rolls. Catherine's been harping about this for 12 years. We've got a great new app. It's called IV3. You can see it at IV3.us that will allow individual citizens to log in, help clean up the voter rolls. But if we can do that, get these drop boxes banned, stop this nonsense of this mail-in everything, and then make these crimes stick. Make them felonies and put people in prison. Those four things will go a long way toward fixing it, but we have to start with cleaning the voter rolls.
Okay, that's IV3.us, is that right? IV3?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Catherine, what is the role of every single person listening and watching, no matter where they live? I don't care if they're in California or Massachusetts. I don't care whether they're young or old. Don't they have a role to play?
Absolutely. And if you are of age and eligibility and you are not registered to vote, get registered. Make sure that you are inviting your family and friends to participate, and participate not just by voting, but by serving. Greg just outlined a number of things that need to happen, and it's something that all of us need to play a role in. But I guess for me, the thing that I would encourage everybody to remember is, look, you watch the movie and it's at once shocking and maddening, but it's also clarifying. Now that we know, right, now that we know that the problems are what they are, then it's up to us to set about to fix them. And that should be cause for great hope. If we don't know what's happening, then it's much more difficult to figure out how to fix it.
Yeah.
But we are in this together. We can improve the process. We can do this on our watch. We don't have to rely on government to better it. It is up to us. And I think that that's reason for great hope, great encouragement. And I believe that with this movie and others, we're moving the needle towards election integrity. And that's a great place to be. It's going to be hard. Don't get me wrong. This is going to be hard work.
But
it's really, really worth it.
The most important thing she just said, it's up to us. It's up to you, actually. If you're listening and watching, they have started the ball rolling, guys. It's up to us to finish. And he's been sitting in his Jeep doing this from his phone because he's got a busted radiator hose. Go fix it, Greg. Send me the bill, and I'll cover the bill for the radiator hose. In the meantime, go to truthevote.org. Support these amazing people, truthevote.org. And, of course, salemnow.com to watch 2,000 Mules. God bless both of you. Stay safe. This has been America First One-on-One. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty. All right, guys.
Thanks very much.
That was amazing.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.